We are up to the new perek on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ve'elu Megalchin. These are the ones who are allowed to shave. Is that how you translate Megalchin? Cut their hair. Habam Midian Sayam Vit HaShviya. Alright, the reason for this, by the way, is so that they make sure that they cut their hair before Yantif. Because if we tell them they're allowed to do it in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so then they're going to say, oh, I don't need to do it. I've got so many things to do. I'll just push it off until the Chol HaMoed. And then they're going to look disheveled on Yantif itself, the first days of Yantif. So who is allowed to, who do we give leniency, right? Because it's only Durabanan. It's the whole Gezerah. So who do we give leniency to allow them to cut their hair on Chol HaMoed? First of all, someone who's coming from out of town, Medina Sayam, way out of town. Umibes HaShviya, and someone who was being held captive until right before Yantif. Vayotz Umibes HaSirin, someone who was in prison until right before Yantif. Vahamenuda Sheisiru Lo Chachamim, and the one who was excommunicated, I think, right?
Yes.
And he was somehow let back into the community right before Yantif. Right before Yantif or on Yantif? Yeah. I don't know why they would do that, but okay. Right. V'chein misha nisha l'chacham. And someone who had a neder that he wasn't going to cut his hair, and then he was allowed to cut his hair. He was heaters, meaning he got it annulled. Not that it ran out in the middle of Yantif, but that he got it annulled. V'hutar, and it was annulled. V'nazir, v'hanazir, a nazir, I assume, who is obligated to cut his, to shave his head.
So here the term of his Nazirite should end in Chol HaMoed.
Right. Meaning that once he becomes Tamei, or I don't know if it's if the time period just runs out or if he has to become Tamei, but when he becomes Tamei, he has to shave all of his head on the seventh day that he was, that he became Tahor again. V'hamitzorah ha'olah mitzumas l'tarasa, and the mitzorah that is going out of his tuma process but into his Tara stage, Saras is gone, so he also has to shave his head, and another similar that way. Okay, now the Mishnah switches gears. The Elu Mechabs in the Moed, these are the ones that are allowed to launder on Moed, the same kind of reasoning that we want you to make sure that you have clean clothes before you have to. Hava Medina Sayam, Yibet HaShivya, V'hayot Yibet HaSurin, first three are the same so far. So the only people that are not is the people that are the people that are halakhically obligated to shave their head, but nothing to do with their clothing. So same list except for the mitzora and the nazir. Mitzpechos hayadayim is something you put on your hands. Hand towels. Oh, things you wipe your hands with, like napkins, but not disposable. And the towels for a barber. And the towels for the sfag is like a bathhouse. Like a soaking towel absorption towels. I think that was what we'd say. People who have emissions that obviously have a lot of dirty towels or clothing generally. And someone who is going from Tuma to Tara, why would they have dirty? Oh, because their clothing got Tame. So that would actually include a mitzvah, potentially, but would not necessarily include a nazir. Okay, so, and everybody else is not allowed to launder their clothing. Says the Gemara, Ushar kol adam, my time asur, and why is it that nobody else is allowed to? Says the Gemara, the pasuk tells us in the Mishnah, kiditnan, in the Mishnah and Tanis that we've already learned, anche mishmar v'anche mamad, Asurin l'safer l'chabes. The people that are involved in the Beis HaMikdash activities, for that specific week, and those who are involved in the laning aspect of the concurrent laning, if you remember, that happens when the karbanos are being brought. So then they are not allowed to get a haircut or to launder their clothes during that week. Uvachamishi, and the Thursday, however, mutar mimekav Shabbos, they're allowed to wash their clothing and to cut their hairs for the sake of Shabbos, which is coming up, even though it's still in the middle of their week. V'yomer Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time, k'deish l'kanesh l'shemesh martan, k'shehen menuvalin. We want them to look good when they're involved in their activities for the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, we don't want to tell them that they can push off their haircut, they can push off their laundering, but rather they should do it before they go into their week. So, hachanam, k'deish l'kanesh l'shemesh menuvalin. So too, we don't want people to go into the yontif looking disgusting.
So the negative of all of these is that by saying if a person didn't do it, then they'll look untidy the whole time instead of only part of the time.
So there is a big discussion nowadays from the postgame about whether or not this applies to a time where people get haircuts much more frequently. They shave their head, they shave their beards much more frequently. I think Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that nowadays it is it's not the same issue. First of all, because people don't let their hair grow so long between yontifs that like they're going to really look menuvel. But secondly, because people shave every day, and therefore if they didn't shave for a couple days, then it would actually start looking menuvel for the second days of yontif, where it never used to look. What's the difference between your beard being here and here, right? But nowadays, if people are clean shaven, and they're going into the second days because they can't shave during Kol Hamoed, and all of a sudden they have this stubble that they never have, and they look very different. So then it's a very different story. So Rav Soloveitchik actually thinks that if you're that type of person, you'd actually be obligated to shave for the second day of Yontif. I believe that's what Rav Soloveitchik is. And that's a brisker Masorah. It's not just his idea. Welcome, Leonard. So says the Gemara. Good morning. Gemara says, Bai Rabbi Zira, Avdalo Avedo Erev Raigel. If somebody lost something before Yontif, and therefore he was looking for it, he was frantically looking all over, and he wasn't able to shave his head. So mahu. So what do we say about that person, right? It's not that, right, this is part of David's question also, which everyone talks about. It's not the issue that they neglected purposefully to push off their haircut until Chol Hamoed. They were actually busy, and they couldn't do it. So if they were busy and they couldn't do it, are we going to penalize them because they didn't shave before Yontif? Just like the one in prison and just like the one who's captive, they were also anusim. So Gemara says, Kevan de anus, because they were forced, it was against their will to do so. Motur odilma, Kevan de lo mochomilsa, lo. What's going to happen? He's going to go sit in the barber's chair, and then, you know, people are going to look in from the window and they say, hey, wait a second. Why is that guy getting a haircut? I thought you're not allowed to get a haircut in Chol Hamoed. I guess I can get a haircut too. They're not going to know that guy lost something. If he was in prison, okay, everybody knows that guy just got out of prison. If he was, if he was a captive, okay, everybody knows he was a captive. But the random guy that lost something, who's going to know that he lost something? He was busy looking for it before Yontif. So therefore, we have to worry about a sort of a Maris Ayin issue. This also, by the way, is what Soloveitchik points out, which is that there's no Maris Ayin for a person who didn't shave, who's shaving on Chol Hamoed. Everybody knows that he shaves every day, and that he didn't neglect beforehand. So Amar Abaye, Yomru kol ha-sirikin asurin, sirike baitos mutarin. What are we talking about? Something about fancy matzahs. Sirikin are like...
Syrian cakes? Or Pesach.
For Pesach. I'm saying they aren't using it for Pesach, no?
They're elaborate.
Right, I guess like maybe they put some kind of special ingredients in, or they put some kind of there was a special way of making it or something.
It says here, so the matzahs have like these decorative
design
figures etched on them.
Uh-huh.
Because the concern was that the dough would become hummus while the etching was performed.
Right. Okay. So we get baitos is mitzaren. However, the ones from baitos are different.
That was the family of for bakers, they were the only ones
in the audience. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. The base, I guess, yeah. But that was only for them. Everybody knew it was a heter for them. And therefore what? So too, somebody who had lost something, so they're going to ask, is it usher for everybody and mutter for this guy? And then they're going to say, everybody must be mutter for everybody. That means there's not a difference between this guy and everybody else. On the outside, at least for the Sirike Baitzis, everybody knows Baitzis is Baitzis. They're the master bakers. So everybody knows that they're a little different. They're not necessarily going to extrapolate from Baitzis that we can do it ourselves. And according to your reasoning, are these different? Are these different reasons? I guess this is his answer. Right? Rabbi Zera is asking, is this a legitimate... legitimate thought process, and right, and Abaye basically says yes, you have to be l'chumra because we don't have a situation like Baitis. So says Rabbi Zera back to Abaye, is that really true? That's how we would answer. That a person only has one shirt, he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, so I think you're saying how why would anybody know any different about this guy? They don't see his closet. Hasam Nami Yomru Kol Asrikin Asrim Asriki Baitis Mutarim. I think that's a question. Hasam Nami Yomru Kol Asrikin Asrim Asriki Baitis Mutarim.
If you're going to be concerned about that, why aren't you concerned about and say you can't, this guy can't launder his shirt because people.
Right, because people will say that what's so different about this guy? So it says, Gemara, ha'itz marala, amar mar baravashi, ezor mochiach alav. Ezoro mochiach alav. That's what he's wearing, is basically expressing that he doesn't have much.
So if he doesn't have a shirt, he's going to have to basically belt his outer jacket or coat in. He'll be doing something that looks weird.
Right, he'll be wearing something abnormal, so no one's going to look like, hey, look at that guy doing laundry. I thought, you're not allowed to do laundry, because they're going to see. He doesn't have anything else to wear. That's why he's doing laundry. Rav Ashi Masi Bayer of Zera, he had a different form, a version of this. Uman Sha'avda Lo Aveda Erev Regal, and Uman, an artisan, like a barber that lost something that he needs for his haircut. Sha'avda Lo Aveda Erev Regal, Mahu Kevin Ta Uman Hu Mucha Milsa. So maybe it is recognizable. Everybody knows that this guy lost his stuff. Or maybe it's not so recognizable. Okay, Teku. Unclear if that crosses that threshold. Okay, yes, yeah, now it seems to look Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda who thinks. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda on there, Haba Midyan Sayam Lo Yigalef, someone who comes from overseas is not allowed to get a haircut. Because he had gone on this trip, on this journey, that he shouldn't have gone on.
That he should have left himself enough time to get his haircut.
Mm.
He wasn't forced to go on the journey.
Yeah. While it's true he was honest for the haircut, he wasn't honest for the trip that made him honest for the haircut. Right? How do you define, you know, against one's will? It's not exactly against one's will. It's just that he had bad planning. So Amar Rava, Lashut is like what, to tour?
Yeah. He's going around. For
right, he's taking a cruise, something like that. Devriya Kol Aster. Everyone would say that would make it usher for him to cut his hair. However, Limzono's Divriakol Mutter, if he's going around to make his wares, right, to make money, so then everyone's going to say that it would be okay for him to shave, because that is itself some form of against his will, because he needs to do that for his living.
How do we know if you wear
it? Right, exactly. So the same Marathayan issue could apply for a good point. But I think the point is everyone knows he's coming from Medina Sayam, he's coming from overseas. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Right, you see him getting a haircut. Say, oh, I just got in from out of town. You know, people will know he got in from out of town. Now they won't necessarily know why, but at least there is a good chance that they wouldn't say that he's the same as us.
I mean, isn't there also just the difference of there are some people back then who just their trade by necessity,
right. They're peddlers,
required
go all over
to travel.
Town. Right. So everyone's like, oh, that guy, he probably didn't have enough time before Yom Tov.
Right.
Clearly, you know, that guy's a doctor. He probably was, you know, busier right up until the God. Yeah. The only question is when he went out to make more money. If he's going to make more money as opposed to what he needs to make, so then some people say that's similar to vacationing. He doesn't need to do that extra. Here, no one's forcing him to make more money. And the other opinion says that really it is just like making his parnasa like he usually does, making more of it.
Yeah, that then it really gets into the question. I mean, because so people know that he's a businessman.
People know he goes away. People know he's out and
yeah,
about.
But they don't know what he's earned.
They don't know how
right.
much he's making.
They
so
don't see his tax return.
Right. So they don't know if this is
right. They don't know how much it is.
Earnings or
right.
above and beyond.
What we're really trying to determine is when somebody looks at somebody who's getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed, are they going to assume, hey, they're just like me? Or are they going to say, oh, they're obviously
whether
different?
Whether it's a tiny town where everybody knows everybody's business.
Right.
In which case, the poor guy with only one shirt, everybody
doesn't yeah,
wear
right,
no,
yeah.
his belt and all that.
Good,
everybody
good,
knows
good.
He has one shirt.
Yeah, I don't know if we say that it's subjective like that, but I hear what you're saying.
Or a big city.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's definitely more room to be lenient nowadays in the way that we shave and get haircuts and stuff like that. But I hear your point, which is like, what if there's any little thing that a person happens to know that guy, everybody knows that guy was busy before Yom Tov. Whatever it is, you know, he was a dog trainer and there was a huge dog show right before Yom Tov. I don't know. who can come up with anything? So Meisav, Amar Rabbi, Nirin Dir Rabbi Yehuda, Kishiyatz, Shlo B'Rishot, Zivir Chacham, Shiyatz, B'Rishot. But they said to Rabbi, wait a second, that wasn't the Machlokes. The Machlokes was whether he had gone out Bershus, with permission, or whether he had gone out on his own. Hold on. So Amar Rebbe, Nirin. Why is this contradiction? Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. We follow Rebbe Yehuda Shita that you do not get a haircut if you're coming out from overseas. And because he didn't go out he went out on his own. And we follow the Chachamim that said he was allowed to get a haircut when he went out with permission, meaning not on his own. So Gemara asks, I think it's clarifying this in order to get to us to our question. My shalob is just, what does it mean he went out without permission? Even Malashud, if he's just going to tour into vacation, everyone says that's Aser. The Ella Lumizonos, it must be that he's going out to make money. So in the Ha'amar Tivir Akol Mutter, you had said that it's Mutter El Pshita Laharvacha. That's referring to Harvacha. So it's clear from this Mishnah, or from this Brisa, that it's clear that even Laharvacha, it would be Aser, according to the Chachamim. So Gemara says, no, Eim HaSeif, Anirin Divrei HaChachamim, Kishetz V'Rishus. Hold on. Also, the Gemara is asking. Eim HaSeif, Anirin Divrei HaChachamim, Kishetz V'Rishus. They're asking to change the phrase. No. Oh, we're talking, that was just talking about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would have been Aser to do it Laharvacha. And now we're saying Eim HaSeifa, Nirin Divrei HaChachamim Kishetz V'Rishus, my Birshus, what does it mean Birshus? Elim Mazonos, if it's talking about going to get money, Ha'amar Divrei Kol Mutter, you said that everything's Mutter. Ve'al Laharvacha, Ve'ha'amar Nirin Divrei Yehuda, Ve'ha, you said that we passed on Rabbi Yehuda, which is no good. So then which one is it? So, Hachi Kamar. In the end of the day, really this is what it means. Nirin Divrei Yehuda L'Rabbanan. That the Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Yehuda that someone who's coming from overseas is not allowed to get a haircut on Moed, kishiyatzav shalob b'rishus, when he was coming on his own. Umayni, what does that mean? Lashut, it's the same thing. Right? They were reinterpreting to bring them together to sort of say that they're referring to the same thing, as opposed to assuming that once this one's talking about this, the other one can't be, and then creating all this discussion. So they say, no, When it said that we agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda agree, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that what it means is when he was going vacationing, when he was cruising for no reason, for no necessity, on before Yosef. Even the Chacham didn't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda except for the making extra money. But when it comes to vacation and cruising, then they agree with Rabbi Yehuda that it's no good. Vinir de Rabbanan the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim similarly, and Rabbi Yehuda similarly agrees with the Rabbanan in a case of Kishias Virshus, when he went out for a good reason, my Nihu, Limzonos, he needs to make money. Shalfi Rabbi Yehuda lo nechalem el Ravacha, aval Limzonos modelhu. But when it comes to regular money, so then the Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chacham. So either way, we got to what we were saying originally, which is that when you have a good reason, you'd be laska. You have no necessity, nothing compelling you to go out. So then you are not allowed to cut your hair when you get in. The only question is when you're going out to make more money, which is in the category of making money, but not in the category of necessity. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Katan Hanol Arba Moed. A child who is born on Chol HaMoed. So, Mutzer L'Galeach.
This is a bizarre situation. I've never seen a baby.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's so long.
My kids came out with some hair, but nothing like that. I would want to cut it right away. I mean, Glider, do you know? Did this ever happen? Kid needs to get a haircut? No. So, I don't know exactly what it's referring to. Maybe
first
they.
Few days of life.
Maybe they wanted to get the perfect photo shoot or something. I don't know. That's good, right? That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good
certainly, you didn't have the opportunity to cut it before.
Technology is not there just yet. Yeah. In Meikaralo. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, if the child is born a Chol HaMoed, so then.
Then you can cut it.
Then you can cut it. Meikara, if he's born right before Yosef, he's not allowed to cut. The hair is not allowed to be cut because you should have done it beforehand. Okay, so Meisiv Rav Pinchas comes along and says, "Wait a second, Kol Elu Shamer Mutzal Gadach B'Moed." All of these examples of our Mishnah said that they were allowed to get a haircut. So Mutzal Gadach they may have low, and similarly, they're allowed to get a haircut if they become an Avel. Right, so all of a sudden he's in his shiva and he had no time to cut his hair beforehand. So
that seems hard, though, because I can understand you're saying, well, he went out to take a vacation, so he should have known and he should have planned better.
Yeah, presumably we'd be more lenient for that kind of thing.
You don't know
right.
when you're going to
yeah,
come
yeah.
out
good,
ahead of
good,
time.
Good, I get it. I think maybe this is not to the exclusion of other things. The Mishnah cases are definitely going to be lenient to allow you to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. And, of course, when it comes to a shiva, we're allowed to get a haircut.
I think
maybe even more people would also be allowed to get a haircut.
I think the analogy only goes so far. The idea of Yom Tov is that you should look good.
Good, right, exactly.
And the idea of Avelut is you should look bad.
Right, but there's obviously a threshold in which you can look too bad. That it would be too embarrassing or too disgusting or whatever, but yeah, points well taken. But the Gemara then says, "Ha aser legalech b'maloi." Aser
legameh. They're making inference. If it was for anybody who is prohibited to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, it should also be prohibited to cut his hair.
Oh, you're right. They're making the exact same parallel. Someone who's not allowed to get haircuts during the Yom Tov, so they're not allowed to get a haircut when it's in the Shiva. V'amart, katan islay plugta. If you're going to say that there's such a distinction between the child, meaning if it was born on Yom Tov or before Yom Tov, nimzeit avelus nohegas b'katan. Thereby, you're going to say that there must also be a restriction for a child to not get a haircut. This is an interesting question. Therefore, there must also be a restriction from a child who didn't get a haircut before Yom Tov, before the Shiva. And now we're saying that he can't get a haircut during the shiva. But v'hatanim mekarin lekatan mivnei agmas nefesh. We rip the child's garments on their behalf because of the difficulty, so that other people cry.
Right.
But the reason is only for that, not because the child has any avelos, meaning we do it to the child doesn't do it themselves, and therefore he should also be allowed to get a haircut during Shiva. Why are we imposing a haircut restriction on the child who doesn't usually have nihug avelos? So Amar Vashi Mikitani Ha Asurin, does it say that these people are Asur? Dilma Yeshman Asur Vyeshman Mutter. Maybe the implication is, and this is what I was saying before, that there are some people that while the people in the Mishnah would also be allowed to get a haircut during their Shiva, there could be other people that are allowed to get a haircut. It doesn't mean everybody else is Asur. So I mean, because the Mishnah was only talking about Chol HaMoed, you can't necessarily extrapolate from that to everybody else for Shiva. Amen Ravi, Tamer Ravi Shisha, Bered Rav Idi Masniachi. Amar Shmuel, Katan Mutz Lagafel B'Moed, Lo Shnei Lo B'Moed, Lo Shnei Lo B'Mikara. Doesn't matter when the child was born, before or after the Moed, he's allowed to get a haircut. Amar Pinchas, Afan Anam Etanina, Kol Eil She Amar Mutz Lagalech B'Moed, Mutz Lagalech B'Mehav Lo. Someone who's allowed to is allowed to in both situations. Yantif or in a shiva. Ha asur legalech b'moed, asur legalech b'mehav lo. Someone who is asur to get a haircut in the middle of Chol HaMoed is asur to get a haircut in the middle of shiva. So I amar katan asur. If you said that the katan is asur, nimshes avelos nagas katan. Tanya mekarin lekatan nei agmas nefesh. They say if one were to say that a child is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so then we would have to also say that they wouldn't have any avelos. But, Vitanya, but we know that the only reason that we do kriya for katan is because of akmas nefesh, not because of avelos. And therefore, Amar Ravashi Mikatani Ha'asurin, Dilma Yeshmin Asur Yeshmin Matur. There's some people that are Asur on Shiva, during Shiva, and some people that are Matur during Shiva, even if they would be Asur for Yantar. So, at the end of the day, it's not a full-fledged parallel between the two situations. Okay. Aval eno noheg aveluso barega. A person does not, and this is what I was saying before, this very important perek for Hilchos Avelos. So here's some of that. That an avel is no longer an avel if yontif comes in. Shenemar, this is if the person died and they started their avelos before yontif, right? It's not if somebody dies on yontif. Then we push it off till afterwards. About Eno Noheg Avelus Berego, Shneim Arvus Samach V'Chagecha. The pasuk says you have to be happy in Yontif. I Avelus Meikarahu. If the person died before Yontif, so Asi Asi Derabim, V'Dachi Asi Diachid comes along. The obligation of a community, meaning the obligation of everyone being happy, right, enjoying, celebrating the Yontif. V'dachi asur diachid, and it pushes off the individual responsibility or individual obligation of mourning. V'i avelos dehashtahu, and if the avelos means it happens right now, meaning on yontif itself, so lo asi asur diachid v'dachi asur dirabim, the asay of the yachid can't come along and push away the asay of the yachid, meaning that the person's individual responsibility or individual obligation to mourn can't push away the communal obligation to rejoice. Rather, it never applies at all until afterwards. Menuda maushinog nidu yo barego. Someone who was excommunicated, unclear when he was excommunicated, should he have to maintain his excommunication during Yantif also? Meaning, what are the excommunication halakhas are there? That he's not allowed to hide anybody, he's not allowed to wear leather, and he has to sort of cover himself. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashema, Dan and Din and Nefash Din and Makos Din and Mamanos. We'd make all these different adjudications on Yantif, whether it's issues of capital punishment, whether it's lashes, or whether it's just monetary issues. V'lo tais dina mashamtinan lay. And if they do not, if they don't come to court, so then we can excommunicate them on Yatif, right? That's part of the court leverage. That if they don't come to court, so we can be held in contempt of court, and we can put them in excommunication until they come. If you're going to tell them you can't do, you can't excommunicate on Yatif, Mishumas v'asi meikara, then the excommunication would be already before Yatif.
Yeah, so then the only case you could be talking about is a case where he was excommunicated before Yatif, because he couldn't get excommunicated on Chol HaMoed. So if you're talking about somebody who was excommunicated, he must have been excommunicated before,
before. Yatif. But if it was before Mishunas v'asi meikara, asi regal v'dachile. So then the regal should push away his excommunication for the sake of the communal celebration. But if it's in the middle of the moed, are we going to really excommunicate him? Like I said, there's no excommunication. So maybe what it means is that we should make a difficult judgment. What does that mean? Oh, it doesn't mean that they're actually doing the cases. It means that they are looking into the cases, right? So all the meanwhile, while they're looking into it, they're not just going to excommunicate somebody for it. So the ilo katani, if you're going to tell me that it's really referring to the full-fledged adjudication of those issues, so you say we're doing capital punishment. We're going to kill somebody on Yatif. If we kill them, so they won't be able to do the mitzvah of Yatif. Interesting logic, right?
He says the judges would not be able to have simplest
Yantif. Oh, so then them also. Good, that's even better. Maybe that's a good shtickle also. But how could a judge have a rejoicing over Yantif if they're going to put somebody to death? So Titania, and therefore it must be that when we said we did those court cases, it was only looking into the situation, not actually passing and making it an actual conclusive verdict. The town of the Bryce is the Rebbe Kiva Omer 9 and Hedron Shiro El Chad Hashargos and Efesh She Ein Toamin Kol Oso Hayom. Toamin.
They're not allowed to eat. They're not even allowed to eat.
Oh, meaning it's difficult for them to sort of go through that case. Tam Lomar, Lo Sokhu Al Adam. You can't eat while you're putting somebody to do a difficult situation, you know, seeing if they're liable for the death penalty. Ela La Yune Bedine Hachanam Eliyone Dibine. Rather, it's just to look into the situation. So Omer La'im Kein Nimtis Ma'an Esti. No. If that's the case, so then what's going to happen? So then the one who's being judged would see that they're going through his case, but he's not going to know what the verdict is going to be. And that's the difficult. You're not allowed to torture a person like that? That situation? What's the problem with that? I'm honest, you know. Yeah, I think it means that he's going to be pained by looking at them just sitting there and going through the case over and over again. Apparently, from the Ahasuerecha Kamocha Gemara Sanhedrin says, so says the Gemara, Ella Asu Mitzafra Umaayne Bedine. They come in the morning and they look into the situation, but they don't finish the process. Va'ayle Va'achle V'Shalse Kuliyama. Then they go and they eat and they drink. They're merry. V'Hadar Asu B'Shkia Sacham. And then they come later at night. The Gemara they've cut. Seriously? They look through the situation, and then they make the case at night, and then they kill him at night. Because they spent the whole day celebrating, and therefore now they have the time they can do it. So Amar Rabbi Tashma Minuta Shi'itiru Lo Chachamim, when it says,
our Mishnah says the guy who was a Minuta,
right, that they...
The Chachamim ended their Nidui.
Right.
They said he is allowed to study there.
Right. So, Amar Rava, Mikitani, Sheitru, Chachamim, does it say that they were Matir, everyone? Sheitru, Lo, Chachamim, Katani. The Azul Faisu, Labadine, Vasul, Kame, Duravan, Misharale. Right? He came and appeased the court, and he was allowed to. And therefore, not everybody is. As we said before, it's not the case that you would always get, and you would always get to be Misamech, but on the Yatis. That's according to Rava. So Mitzora Maushianik Sarato Paregel. does he have to stay outside of the camp on Yantif? Yeah, in the middle of Yantif, it means that he still is a Mitzorah. So Gemara says, maybe Lomi by cover. Lomi by Mimetumasa's Lonaig about Tarasto, Shami Asha Kabernos of Kamash Malan. Maybe you would think that they're going to push off his Tara process. Kamash Malan, we don't. We do it even in the middle of the Yantif. But that's not to tell us that he necessarily has to be a Mitzorah during Yantif. Amarav, Tashma, Vatsaru, the Rabbis Kohen Gadol, Vahal Kohen Gadol, the Choshana Kreg, Kuli Amadami. I don't exactly know what this proof is. It says in the pasuk of Hatzaruah, which includes the Kohen Gadol, that he himself is going to be considered Tzaras. And a Kohen Gadol, their whole year for him is like a Yantif, because he's working the base of Mikdash like that. Like the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein Ve'eno Ochel, because he brings a carbon even when he's an Onein. Okay, and therefore we learn from there that you could be a Mitzorah even during Yantif. All right.
Yeah.